From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Derry Miller from Derry Miller and the Vale. This Lancaster band released their latest 5-song EP, Guess You Had the Wrong Impression, late last month, and are currently on a 3-week tour of the South spreading the good news. Just before they went out on the road, I had a chance to sit down with Derry and chat about the new record and a new, very fresh, soulful sound that the band has adopted over the past year or so.
It's what I grew up on. It's what I love about music. And it's what the other guys love about music.
Coming up, it's Derry Miller, and we take a modern look at classic albums with our friend John Modern. This month, John shares his thoughts about Solid Gold, the 1981 album by Gang of Four. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. This Friday is Music Friday in Lancaster, and this month our friends at Series 42 welcome Thomas Brian Eaton with special guests Hogmaw at the Elks Lodge Ballroom. Thomas Brian Eaton is a multi-talented musician from New York City who plays solo acoustic shows and gigs with his band Hobson's Choice. He's also a sideman for such notable country and folk acts as J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices and the Yonder Mountain String Band. Also on this bill is Hogmaw, a progressive bluegrass string band from York and Philly, self-described as Thundergrass. The show starts at 8 p.m., only costs $10, and will also feature a special selection of craft beers on tap, brought to you by the fine folks at The Fridge, a craft beer and specialty pizza shop right here in Lancaster. Don't miss another fine Music Friday concert at the Elks Lodge Ballroom, 219 North Duke Street, featuring Thomas Brian Eaton and special guests Hogmaw. Music Fridays are a partnership between Series 42, the Mayor's Office of Special Events, Music for Everyone, and The Fridge. Get ready, Lancaster. In less than 2 weeks, the 5th annual Launch Music Conference and Music Festival will take over Lancaster City for 3 nights of live music showcases, featuring over 200 bands from around the country performing on over a dozen stages. If you're a musician or music industry professional, don't miss an opportunity to attend 2 full days of workshops at the Lancaster County Convention Center about various aspects of the music business and to network with a whole host of industry professionals and artists. It only comes around once a year, so you don't want to miss the Launch Music Conference and Music Festival, Thursday, April 25th through Saturday, April 27th. Visit launchmusicconference.com for more details. Wood Stove House welcomes Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart back to Lancaster on Friday, May 10th for a Wood Stove House concert. Stacey and Mark are a very hardworking songwriting duo coming all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. They performed at one of our benefit house concerts last year and put on an amazing show. If you're into storytelling, songwriting, and intimate listening room experiences, you really don't want to miss this concert. Visit the show post for today's episode for links to Stacey and Mark's music, and to learn more details about this house concert, including how you can make reservations for the show. We'll be collecting a $20 suggested donation per seat the night of the concert. It's Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart at a Wood Stove House concert Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. It's time once again to take a modern look at classic albums with our friend John Modern, professor of religious studies at Franklin and Marshall College, and the co-host of Solid Side Vinyl on WFNM 89.1 here in Lancaster. This month, it's the 1981 album Solid Gold by Gang of Four. Here's John Modern.
So here we go. Gang of Four.
Nice.
Solid Gold, 1981. And so, Jason, you asked me to pick out an album about last week or so, and I picked this album. And in a weird kind of universal resonance, Margaret Thatcher died this week, right? And there was a lot of, you know, hate coming out from, you know, the internet, the social media networks. People were, you know, citing Elvis Costello, you know, tramp on your grave kind of anger. And it was interesting because the album I picked out, Solid Gold, Gang of Four, 1981, is right there in the wheelhouse of that kind of anger at a new economic regime emerging both in England and the United States. And but their anger is not explicit. They're too subtle for that. They're a subtle band in which anger never shows itself directly. But so for those of you who don't know, Gang of Four is a band out of England, formed in 1977. They're a kind of mix of post-punk, industrial funk. I guess I didn't mean to rhyme that, but I did. kind of a reggae influence. Their original personnel were singer John King, drummer Hugo Burnham, bass guitarist Dave Allen, and guitarist Andy Gill. And this album is their second album after their debut, Entertainment, exclamation point. This came out in 1981, as I mentioned. And this is the same year, of course, that Ronald Reagan becomes president of the United States. Margaret Thatcher has been prime minister since 1979. This is the era, 1981, historians and various scholars who think about this kind of thing, the history of capitalism, mark 1981 as the sort of origin or the emergence of neoliberalism. Do you know what neoliberalism is?
No.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's this word, right, that is used to designate this moment when Reagan and Thatcher sort of came together in this kind of Atlantic economic reorganization. And it was building an economy around the absolute value of consumption. And so solid gold is, you know, they're coming at this moment of deregulation, privatization of everything, privatization of your freedom, of your consumer choices, resource extraction around the world, the freedom to be a capitalist. And I said before, by which we mean the freedom to be a consumer, really, mm-hmm. not necessarily a producer, and to make, again, global markets efficient. And here we have a band that recognizes that's not a good thing, I guess, to, you know, say it lightly. And they're coming at it from a very political perspective. They want to diagnose that situation as something in need of a remedy, of an anecdote. And I think instead of offering a quick and easy solution, they dwell within the space of what do you do? What are you going to do about this? You know, mm-hmm. where's the outside? How do you critique something that feels so good and feels so natural and feels so right? First song to start off, you know, a song called Paralyzed, which on one level, you know, it starts off blinkered, paralyzed, flat on my back. And they have this wonderful kind of industrial guitar, kind of funky industrial guitar, you know, a riff going on. And there's a voiceover, blinkered, paralyzed, flat on my back. And there's this invocation. They say our world is built on endeavor, that every man is for himself. Wealth is for the one who wants it. Paradise, if you can earn it. History is the reason I'm washed up, right? And so there's this notion, you know, on one level, this is the evisceration of the working class on both sides of the Atlantic. And you also have this moment where he ironically invokes the paradise that is the promise of this new economic world in which they're living in. And he then goes into history is the reason I'm washed up. History, you know, the sort of the accumulation of this movement that brings him to the moment, but also in the weird way in which this form of capitalism denies history, right? It never wants you to dwell in the past unless it can sell it to you in the future, right?
Right.
You know, so it has no interest in going backwards, right? It's always moving forward, you know, and there's a way in which this song kind of just sort of lays it out there. Like, how do you get out of that?
Blinkered, paralyzed, flat on my back. They say our world is built with endeavor, that every man is for himself. Wealth is for the one that wants it. Paradise, if you can earn it.
Gosh, you know, the songs, next song, What We All Want. What We All Want, right? Already, it's not supposed to be what we want. We're not communists. We're capitalists. It's what you want. It's what I want, not what we want. It's kind of a funny title. And again, there's this kind of interesting opening. This wheel spins, let me off. It's not for lack of trying. Can't put my finger on it. You can't help but being hard up. You can't trust the God you trusted. Don't think that's any insurance. you know, this notion of this image of a person, again, with this industrial funk guitar, an image of somebody who's trapped in this gears, these gears, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, I can't put my finger on it exactly how to get out or what exactly is going on. You know, tying that to like, well, there's no God, there's no outside, right? There's only in the inside. And just being able to sort of invoke that sense of tragedy in the first few songs, but also being songs that you can dance to, which is a pretty great thing, you know? I'm sure you'll hear it at home right now. Capitalism brings this perfect order to the world, but it really doesn't. That's just the promise.
That's the promise, yeah.
Right? And so, and because it promises something that it doesn't manifest, it creates a tension within you to overcome that gap, and you overcome that gap by consuming, because with every new purchase, the disorder goes away.
All is right.
Harmony comes back to the world, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good purchase feels good. So this album, again, if this sounds, you know, highly abstract and philosophical, it's hard to talk about the Gang of Four without getting into theoretical discussions.
That's a modern look at classic albums with John Modern talking about Solid Gold by Gang of Four. John is a professor of religious studies at Franklin and Marshall College and the co-host of Solid Side Vinyl, along with Jeremy Seedorf on WFNM 89.1. Sit back and relax with Solid Side Vinyl every Thursday night from 9 to 11 p.m., at 89.1 on your FM dial. That's a song called When We Believe in Something from today's guest, Derry Miller. Derry and his band The Veil released their latest record, a 5-song EP called Guess You Had the Wrong Impression, back in late March. This record is the result of a couple years of hard work that has transformed the sound of the band into raw, passionate rock and soul. During that time, the band's live shows moved from 5 guys playing the same songs to a unified musical force that brings an incredible amount of energy and passion to their performances. They're currently sharing those gifts with audiences all over the southern United States on a 3-week spring tour, but I had a chance to catch up with Derry and chat about the new record just before they hit the road. It's Derry Miller on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Derry Miller is in the house.
What is up?
With his raspy Demi Moore voice, a sexy...
God, I thought I sang. When I sing, I have that sexy rasp. But not usually when I talk, but today is a little different.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
This interview will come out after the birthday, but
right.
we are recording this on Derry's birthday.
This is phenomenal.
And I'm absolutely honored that you decided to spend at least 30 minutes of your birthday with me.
I wish it was more.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with this new record. Congratulations.
Thank
it is
you.
Absolutely outstanding. Guess you had the wrong impression. Yeah. Is five-song EP. Just came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. Let's tell that's the story of this record.
Guess you had the wrong impression. The actual song wasn't written until halfway through our studio time. And I wanted it to be the intro, and I wanted it to kind of set things up. Playing in the local Lancaster scene, very, 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 very great music and art scene, and it's always growing, and I think it's really wonderful. But like anywhere, I found a lot of people telling me what I am or what I shouldn't be or what I should be, and I know that happens to any young artist.
Sure.
Everybody has their take on, oh, this is your gift, this is how you should use it, etc. But one thing I didn't find was everybody had opinions on what I should be doing, but no one really had any help to give. So for example, hey, Derry, you should get your song on this. You should use this song here. Okay, I would love to do that, but how? And so I never really found the help.
Yeah.
And I always felt like the student, and I think it's great to be a student, and I'll always be a student until I die. But one thing I found through the process, through the couple years of just writing some new songs and kind of not caring about anyone's opinion, was that I have things to show and teach just the same. So that's kind of where that song came about. And the five songs all together, they're raw, not just because they were recorded raw, but they're raw because they were written from raw experiences, and nothing was sugar-coated. So, and that's what we wanted.
I don't know if I've witnessed a transformation to this extent in my many years of watching bands.
Nice.
Seriously. I mean, when I heard those tracks for the first time, I was just like, this band has completely obliterated what it was and completely transformed into something brand new and fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was an amazing transformation.
Good, I appreciate that.
My only complaint about this record is that it's too short.
Well, that's good. I think it's better to want more.
Absolutely. Yeah, then to be 15 songs and go, okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm
okay.
It's kid's voice. Right, exactly.
Dig back into the inspiration there.
Yeah.
Where is that coming from? Where are you drawing? What are you drawing from?
For the record itself, or a specific song?
For the new sound.
For the new sound, it's what I grew up on. It's what I love about music. And it's what the other guys love about music. There was no, and we took it to Right Coast Studio in Columbia for a reason. One, because we wanted to be close to home. So we would spend every Sunday night or every Sunday, you know, a 12-hour day in the studio. So it was kind of a weird experience where we do our whole entire week, have our crazy weekend, and then hit the studio on Sunday. So it was a very kind of odd feeling, but a really fun one. Two, because we wanted to work with Bobby Gentilo, who was the engineer for the record, who has a really great ear for just, you know, everything from blues to R&B to rock and roll.
How much of this record was Bobby molding what you brought to the table?
The molding Bobby did was in here. in our heads and in our hearts, really. He's one of my favorite individuals, a friend and someone I respect very much. So the molding really came from little things like, hey, check this song out. Listen to this. We might have just been chilling. We might have finished up the session, sitting in the back, drinking some beers. And hey, yeah, check out this song. And we listen to it and we say, wow, that's really cool. So the next time we come in there, we think, that's why I did that. You know, he's slick like that. Get it. So that's where the molding came in.
Here's the title track from the latest record by my guest Derry Miller and his band The Veil. It's Guess You Had the Wrong Impression on Around the Wood Stove.
I spent a lot of time being heartless. Recently enamored by the darkness. Lusting after God's creation. From hell to the dirt. You've been choking on my words, now you know me. There was a time when I did hurt me, but you licked it clean down to the center. Now I'm dry as a bone. Oh, oh, you strapped me to a chair and do a little dance, I'm electrified. Oh, oh, you padded all the walls. I'm still gonna cry. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Welcome to my cell. So hold me, little shell. It was nice to get away from your stupidity. I do not mean to be rude, but I hate your attitude. If you really wanna help, take a seat and listen to my lesson. Well, I guess you had the wrong impression.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today on the program, it's Derry Miller from Derry Miller and the Veil talking about the band's latest release, Guess You Had the Wrong Impression, on Around the Wood Stove.
Let's talk about Sweet Success.
Yeah.
I really think this song is a hit. I mean, I heard that, it's not my favorite song on the record.
Sure.
But
mine either.
Not the one that
gets you.
That really tears me up, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Sure.
But Sweet Success, when I hear it, when it comes on, when I saw you guys play it the other night, it's like, wow, it's such a hook.
Yeah.
You know, but not in a fluffy, poppy way.
Sure.
It's really, really catchy song.
Cool.
Talk about that one a little bit.
Well, I guess I can start with the line, Now Nobody Loves Me. And Sweet Success is damn near better than sex. That's exactly what I was thinking or do think at times. I've pursued my, quote, musical career very heavily over these last couple years. And I've built a lot of relationships from it. And I've also destroyed a lot of relationships from it. So there's, I think if everybody was honest with themselves, there's always an addiction to being successful. And especially when you pour a lot of hard work and energy into something, that's what you want out of it. And sometimes you sacrifice certain relationships or things in your life for that success. And that's a very real thing. And it will always be a real thing in my life because that's just how I work and that's my personality.
I can't stand up. Shot down with my hands up. Cuff me to the bed frame. Let's get kinky with the money in front of my face. I'm jealous of his sport coat. And I heard he snores the good cold. No one knows rounds on me. Now I'm broke within a record and I had to repeat. But sweet success is damn near better than sex. But I don't me.
That is Sweet Success from Derry Miller and the Veil. Derry is my guest today, and we're talking about his latest release, a 5-song EP called Guess You Had the Wrong Impression. So my favorite song on this record is Testify. I can't stop listening to it.
Nice.
Frankly, the way I listen to music is when I get a new record, I put it on.
Yeah.
And I do stuff. And then something catches my ear.
Yeah.
And then if it catches my ear again and again, then I start to pay attention.
Sure.
You know, and jot those, you know, go over, jot it down, go back to it. And this is one song for some reason that just, I think it, to me, it really represents the soul that you're talking about. I know the other songs are soulful, the whole record's soulful, mm-hmm. but to me this song really pours it out. And there's one spot in the song, it's Kerwin in the background yeah. screaming his lungs out.
Yes, that's what he does.
Yeah, right there, you know, sort of almost, you know, 2/3 of the 3/4 yeah. of the way through the song, that just, at that spot, because it builds up to that point, the dynamics are just huge.
Yeah.
And to me, that really represents in one song what I'm talking about with sure. this transformation.
The irony is that was the first song that I wrote that started it all, as far as, not the first song I wrote ever in my life. The first song I wrote that, when I brought it to the guys and we started playing it, that's the song that we said, oh shit, this is what we need to do.
Right.
And it was actually the last song we recorded.
Interesting.
We actually were debating not even putting it on the record. Because we had played it so long
yeah.
that we had tired it. And we were kind of tossing around other ideas for other songs to put on the record. And that was the last song we did. And God, we had so much fun with it. Yeah.
I saw you guys play at TELUS 360 in December. Yeah. And I hadn't seen you play for a while. And that was when I really was converted. That's when I became a true believer, I think, that night. I went there. I didn't really have a lot of expectations. I was going to see buddies
sure.
play music.
Sure.
And I just couldn't leave my seat that night. And it was the first time I'd seen you guys play live where I felt that way.
Yeah.
I'd seen you play live a number of times, and it was like some nights were better than other nights.
Mm-hmm.
That night in particular was like, whoa. And I think it was that song, because I seem to remember
yeah.
Kerwin.
Kerwin's screaming, yeah, totally.
Face all red.
Baby, let me think about it. Ooh, I said lover, I look in your eyes. I can see our demise. You
You know I surely would stay if it weren't for the self-sacrifice I lay down inside, tied up with the knife pressed to my throat, my karma rise. Yeah, no. There's a package sitting on your doorstep, open. Baby, you've been chosen. Sit her back to cut off an explosion. Oh, what you have to see some black and white.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to the conversation with Derry Miller from Derry Miller and the Vale on Around the Wood Stove.
Fog It Up is a track that it's just a huge live hit, yeah. Right? Like every, yeah. when you're seeing Derry Miller and the Vale play mm-hmm. live and that song kicks in, it's mm-hmm. like you just want to move around. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Fog It Up.
Well, Fog It Up is obviously, if you read the lyrics while listening to the song, you might be mildly disturbed. it's, of course, a metaphor for an experience that I had. And there's some truthful statements in there. The funny part about the actual recording of Fog It Up is, midway through the record, I ended a long-term relationship with a girl. We had been dating for about 3 years, and we had ended the relationship Saturday night, and of course Sunday is when we go into the studio. So that evening, I partook in an abundance of beverages to soothe the pain, and I woke up quite hungover and went and recorded that song. So it was perfect, is what it was. And I recall having to take a couple breaks from singing just to kind of take a lot of Advil and
yeah, right.
maybe run to the bathroom a few times. So...
Sleep.
it flies. I guess the ground wants the future. Making you back, right back where you belong. Broken your front gate, made your heart race. Get along with you when you don't talk. Still in no flame, find a new way. When it gets dark, let me into your car. And we'll fuck it up. Get ready, yo.
That's Fog It Up from Derry Miller and the Vale on Around the Wood Stove. When you look out to the summer and beyond, what's in store for Derry Miller and the Vale?
You know, we'll just continue to be better, I think, is really what we're into right now. Better people, better musicians, better players, better songwriters, you know. So, and I think that seems to be working for us, and it's always learning something and always staying true to who we are as individuals and our musical abilities and our musical influences, and also staying true to who we are as a collective.
Yeah.
It used to be Derry Miller and the Vale, but it's just Derry Miller and the Vale. And, you know, I've learned probably more than they've learned from me over this last year. And, you know, I think that's a great thing.
Well, I wish you all the best with this record.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Look forward to seeing you back in Lancaster and playing again all summer long. So we'll keep everybody posted on on Derry Miller dates. Good luck, Derry.
Cool. Thank you, Jason.
Keep up with Derry Miller and the Vale at their website, DerryMillerMusic.com. From there, you can connect with the band on Facebook and Twitter and all the usual online destinations for independent music. You can also link up from the show post for today's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.